Theft. Written by Zia Zippy 5379 and read by K-Burb. This is a Danny Phantom Batman crossover fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Jazz Fenton / Barbara Gordon / Dick Grayson. Dick finally made it back to his apartment after well over a week, not out of choice, but because he had been dragged in so many different directions. First, it had been some of the Titans needing backup on a mission, then an Arkham breakout that meant he had to be out on the streets, and then before he had been able to make it back to the apartment, he had to go help the main Justice League. That one had been because Bruce had managed to get himself taken out badly enough that someone else needed to play Batman for that meeting. At least all Dick had to do was stand there and be an imposing presence, which he was capable of doing. But he was glad to finally be able to go back to the apartment, because there he could not be in charge or even responsible for a while. And even more important, it was where he would find both of his girlfriends. Barbara and Jazz had been texting him throughout the week, but texting just wasn't the same as being with them. Not for someone like Dick, who craved physical contact from those he loved. When he opened the door, he heard the sounds of the TV in the living room. It was the time of night for that, and he smiled to himself since it meant he was very likely going to be able to get some cuddling time from one or both of his partners. He went to the room and saw two heads of red hair over the back of the couch. They were engrossed enough in whatever it was they were watching, some sci-fi show he didn't recognize, that neither reacted to him walking in, which put a smile on his face. They felt safe enough with him to be able to ignore his presence. But as he walked around the edge of the couch and got a better look, he paused. "Are those my hoodies?" he asked. Both women looked up at him when he spoke. Barbara quickly paused the show. They were both wearing hoodies that he knew belonged to him. Ones that he had owned for years and still wore all the time. Jazz was wearing the Wonder Woman one that had been meant as a gag gift for Bruce, but he had kept instead since it fit him so well and was so comfortable he couldn't bear to part with it. And Barbara was wearing a plain blue one that was one of the ones he wore the most. It was rare he went more than a week without wearing it. "Yes," Jazz said. "They're comfy." "And you have been gone all week," Barbara added. "It was the closest we could get to having you here." "Nearly as good as a hug," Jazz said. "Well, not really, but it helped." Dick couldn't argue with that explanation, nor did he want to. He liked seeing them in his clothes. It was cute, and let the part of him that liked showing off his people as his preen. Not that he would ever admit that to either of them. They would protest and then stop stealing his hoodies and pajamas and all other manner of clothes. "Nothing is as good as a proper hug," Dick said, "other than maybe cuddling." "Not at all subtle," Barbara said. Jazz had already moved from the center of the couch to make room between them, which Dick gratefully took a seat in. Both women leaned into him once he was settled. "I wasn't trying to be," he said. Barbara restarted the show, and they fell into a comfortable silence. The end.